If you are like me, you got into business because you wanted freedom, right? This can be time or money freedom, but ultimately both. Business doesn't create freedom. Wealth does. You see, your business is designed to create cash flow, and it's about what you do with that cash that determines if you create wealth, aka freedom, or not. So you need to start with focusing on those business fundamentals. And this is what takes us to the seven deadly cash flow sins. Could they be killing your business? If you've ever asked yourself, where is all the cash? Then I have something for you. I invite you to join my free training event, which is an exclusive training to elevate your business and transform your life. By the end of the Business Fundamentals free event, you will learn about the seven biggest cash flow mistakes and how to avoid them. You will be feeling more confident about managing your business finances. You will hear about our framework that guides you from identifying the problem all the way to the payoffs. You will be presented with some irresistible offers, plus so much more. So if you are interested in joining us on April the 30th, follow the link in the show notes to grab your seat. I hope to see you there. Welcome back to Prosperity on the Horizon, the podcast that transforms businesses through the power of numbers. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are you are already on your way to exploring your numbers with a desire to understand and master your business finances, realizing the transformative power that numbers hold for your business success. I'm your host, Juliana, your financial storyteller and strategic bookkeeper here at Horizon HQ, and my job is to help busy business owners and entrepreneurs just like you understand your numbers and the story behind them. Knowing your numbers not only helps you understand where your business is at or how your business is performing, but it also helps you make informed decisions, enabling you to maximize your profit, cash, and time. Because true wealth isn't only about having money in the bank, but it's also about having time and freedom to live your dream life on your terms. Let me take you on a journey of deep diving into the heart of your business's financial health. So stay tuned. By the way, if your desire is to become time rich with your numbers in your pocket, make sure you subscribe to our Prosperity Playbook Bulletin to get notified when a new podcast episode is released. And of course, you will get a lot more value out of it. And if you would like to help us prosper, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your pods. It will mean the world to me. And there is just one more thing before we start. If you would like to find out how to avoid the biggest cash flow mistakes that we discussed in our first podcast series, you can download our free ebook about the seven deadly cash flow sins right now. I'll leave all the links in the show notes for you. This is episode number 19, Money Talk with a Teenager. Today's episode is a very special one. I'm here with my teenager, who has, by the way, a very special role related to this podcast, which he will tell us about. So we are here talking about money, money mindset, and what teenagers think about business. I can't wait to discuss all the things money with my special guest today. Hope you will enjoy this conversation too. So let's start with a myth to debunk. If I have enough money, I can buy anything I want without worrying about saving or budgeting. Well, do teens have an idea about saving money or planning for the future at all? Let's find out. Teenagers might believe that having money means they can freely purchase anything they want. Most probably they don't think about budgeting or saving, maybe saving, yes, as they might be saving their pocket money for something they want to buy, like a new game, or to go on a day trip to the Blue Mountains with their friends or something else. But they also might assume that money is limitless. Where does money come from? What is the value of money? This can be our starting point for our conversation today. So let's explore the importance of financial literacy, budgeting, and responsible spending. Instilling good money habits is important at a young age, but especially during the teenage years. Schools and business schools don't necessarily teach them things that will make them feel confident about their decisions around money. Teens should first understand and become comfortable with key financial topics that they may come across. This will allow them to build from that information and make informed decisions about their money in the future. So let's see what a teenager thinks and understands about money. Hello, hello, my friend. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good to hear. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, including your role related to this podcast?
I'm Gergo, the son of the host, and I produce this podcast. And I'm a student, I'm 14, and I'm a student in year 9.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for the school holidays, apart from talking about money, then producing this episode?
Well, nothing really. Maybe I'm going to go out with my friends in a few days or so, but mainly I'm just staying at home, playing the guitar, studying a bit, and going out for bike rides sometimes.
Oh, that sounds good. So it's kind of like a chill out holiday for you. Very busy, which is good. Okay, so we are going to talk about money today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's start with my first question. What do you think money is? Do you think it's a tool? And also, does money make you feel a certain way?
Well, I do think money is a tool. And money, I'm just happy that I'm good at saving it. And I'll use it in the future for something.
That's excellent. That's really good. Okay. So my next question, actually, before my next question, let's just talk about this a little bit more. Have you thought about money in a different way? Like, what if I told you that money is a tool for impact? And what I mean by that is if we have more, we can give more. So do you know ways of which we can give money to make an impact? Is there anything you've seen your parents do with money that's for helping others? Or have you done something yourself, like think about fundraisers at school, that was to make an impact? How do you feel about that?
Like money can be used for that. And I feel like that's a good way to use money. Like in school on St. Patrick's Day, we had a fundraiser for Caritas. And I think we raised a few thousand dollars, which is really good. Oh, $12,000.
Wow.
I think it went for a good cause. And we got to see the teachers get dunked in their dunk tank.
That must have been really funny.
Yes.
All right. So the things you can do with money is fundraising, which is really, really amazing because it all goes to good causes. Okay, so yes, money is simply a tool that can provide a better quality of life for your family and for those you want to help. And I think this is a more empowering way to think about money. You probably understand a little bit more about money and what money can be used for. Mm-hmm. Okay, my next question. What do you think it means to be money smart?
Well, I think it means that you don't go shopping every day, just wasting your money, buying random stuff that you won't ever use again. I think it means that you got to think about what you're spending your money on and think about if you really need it or if you don't, and only spend money on things that you know you need.
Yeah, that's a really good way of thinking. Exactly. Being money smart means knowing how to use money wisely and understanding how to make good choices with it. Being money smart is about more than just having money. It's about knowing how to manage your money well. This includes things like budgeting. We will talk about this a little bit more. It also includes saving and making smart spending decisions, just like you said. So my next question to you is, why do you think it's important for teenagers to learn about money?
Well, it's important because after we grow up, we're going to use it for the rest of our lives, and we need to know how to use it. Like, we can't just go shopping around every day, just wasting it. We got to know what we need to use it on, and when it is the right time to, like, buy a special treat for us or something like that.
Yeah, great. Yes, exactly. Learning about money is important because it helps us understand how to manage our finances and how to plan for the future. Understanding money early on can set you teenagers up for success as adults. It teaches you valuable skills that you can use throughout your life, as you said. Money will always be part of your life in one form or another. Okay, so let's jump to the next question. Do you think it's important to save money, and also why or why not?
Well, I think it's important to save money because, frankly, you never know what's going to happen. One day to the next, you might just suddenly need it. And if you don't have that money, then maybe bad stuff could happen. So it's important to always have money that you can use if something happens.
Yes, that's very clever. And that's exactly why you need to think about and plan for the future, because you never know what happens tomorrow. Do you have any savings? And without mentioning the amount, you can tell us what you are saving for, but you don't have to. It's up to you.
Yes, I have a bit, but that's mainly because, unlike my friends, I don't have the urge to go spend it. So every time I get money for chores, I just don't spend it. And
that's very good.
I don't know what I'm saving for yet. It's just there for whatever I need it for.
Currently
I've been using it for games now and then, but that's mm-hmm. about it. It might be for a car in the future or a motorbike something like that.
Yeah, that's a really good way of thinking. And the main thing is that you've started saving, which is excellent. It's important to save money because it helps us reach our goals and prepare for also unexpected expenses. Like, for example, if our washing machine breaks down, hopefully not, saving money helps us to be prepared for emergencies and helps us achieve our long-term goals, like buying a car, as you said, or going to university or a trip to Europe. So my next question to you is, what is earning money and what is spending money?
Well, earning money is like going to a job and getting it for what you did. And spending money is just spending it, using it to get stuff that you need and sometimes things that you want.
That's right. Earning money means working for it, and spending money means using it to buy things we need or want. Of course, earning money and spending money is different, but if you understand the difference between the two, it helps us better understand the value of money, and it teaches us to make responsible spending choices. I have another question for you. What do you think are some ways teenagers can earn money?
Well, there's a classic lemon stand, which a lot of teenagers do. They just set up a lemonade stand outside of their house. Or, of course, we can get a part-time job at, like, Macca's or something like that. Or maybe just doing chores.
Yes, exactly right. Teenagers can earn money by doing chores, getting a part-time job, or starting a small business, actually, like babysitting or mowing the lawn or something. If you've got an entrepreneurial spirit, but you are a little younger than the typical business owner, it doesn't have to stop you from starting your own business. You can actually start a business in Australia as a young person. You can find out how at business.gov.au. There is actually a way of starting a business as a young person. But back to how teens can earn money and why is it beneficial? Well, earning money through work teaches teenagers the value of responsibility and work. And it gives them a sense of independence as well. Right, the next question. How do you think having a budget can help you manage your money? Do you know what a budget is?
Well, I think a budget is maybe it's splitting up the money you have into like certain categories. Like you're going to spend this much on food, this much on clothes, and then the rest you're going to put into savings or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a kind of like a plan for the future. So you kind of estimate, you know, how much money you have based on how much money you earn, and then you make a plan and break it down into, you know, little buckets. Like there is a bucket for clothes, a bucket for like free time entertainment, a bucket for things that you need to pay for, like bills when you, you know, when you grow up, your rent or your mortgage. Yes, that's exactly right. And having a budget can help us track our spending, save for important things, and avoid spending too much. So it's a very good idea to have a budget. A budget is like a plan for our money. It helps us see where our money is going, and it helps us make sure that we are using it wisely. Okay, let's jump on to the next question. Why do you think it's important to understand the difference between needs and wants? Can you tell us about the difference between them?
We've learned about this in school. This is the one thing they've told us about money already. It's that, there are some things we need, like food, shelter, water, and clothes and things like that. And then there are stuff we want, like games, more games, maybe like a bicycle or something like that. And, they taught us that needs are way more important because we need them. And wants are like an optional extra if we want,
if we have
enough money. Yes.
That's great that you've been talking about this at school. That's really good. Understanding the difference between needs and wants helps us prioritize our spending and helps us make smart choices with our money. Needs are the things, as you said, we have to have to live, like food and shelter, while wants are things we'd like to have but can live without. Knowing the difference helps us make wise spending decisions and also prevent us from spending money unnecessarily. Okay, so how many more questions do we have here? I think we have three more. So the next one, what do you think might happen if someone spends more money than they earn, and how can this happen?
Well, I think this can happen if they use a bit out of their savings or if they use a credit card. And that's probably not good if that happens, because if they keep that up for more than a week or in an extended amount of time, then they might run out of money altogether.
And, yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, there will be some instances where you have to spend more money than you earn, like when you're buying a car, but that's not a common occurrence. So that's exactly right. Very good.
And of course, if you are ready to buy a car, it means that you've probably been saving for it. So of course you spend more at the time, as you said, more than what you earn, but you probably have the savings to cover the cost. So excellent. Really, really good answer. If someone spends more money than they earn, they might go into debt and struggle to pay their bills. Spending more money that we earn can lead to financial problems like debt and stress, which is really, really not good. It's important to live within our means and not overspend. Okay, the next question is, how can saving money help us reach our goals?
Well, it can help us because money can be used as a tool to reach our goals. Money should never be the goal, it should be the tool. Well, I think, let's say your goal is to build a DIY rocket. And it would be easier to do it using a 3D printer to mass produce some of the parts. And like, if you buy the printer, that costs a lot of money, but it can make it way easier to achieve the goal. Like, you can use money to buy tools to finish what you want.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good way of thinking. And I love the examples. We see where you are getting at with this 3D printer example, but that's another topic. Let's get back to today's topic. Saving money allows us to set aside money for the things we need or want, like buying a car or going on a holiday. Saving money helps us achieve our dreams and goals by giving us the resources we need to make them in reality. So we got to the last question. Why do you think it's important to talk to your parents about money?
So they know what you're spending it on, and so they can maybe teach you stuff so you'll be better off in the future, not spending too much and going into debt. Because I personally, in a few years' time, I don't want to go to my parents asking for more money. I would feel ashamed of myself. So it's good that people talk about it with their parents while they're still living with their parents, so they can learn stuff for the future.
Yeah, that's really good. And I'm glad you said that. Yes, talking to your parents about money helps you learn from their experiences and get advice on how to manage your finances. Parents can teach their children a lot about money and help them make smart choices with their finances. It's important to have open and honest conversations with our children about money. What we also need to mention is money mindset. What is money mindset? Well, money mindset refers to beliefs and attitudes and feelings that we have about money. It influences how we think about earning, spending, saving, and managing money. It shapes our financial behaviors and decisions. If someone has a positive money mindset, they may feel confident about their ability to earn and manage money, which can lead to healthy financial habits. On the other hand, if someone has a negative money mindset, they may struggle with feelings like scarcity or fear around money, which can impact their financial well-being. We can certainly help our children to develop a positive money mindset that involves recognizing and challenging any negative beliefs or attitudes they may have about money. In fact, we can start working on our own money mindset, because I'm sure we all have beliefs, negative or positive, that we brought from our childhood. Positive money mindset is about adopting a mindset of abundance and believing that we are capable of achieving our life goals. Well, hope you found this conversation around money interesting and helpful. We might continue the conversation in the future, in some future episode, to explore this further. Thank you for being on the pod today, Gerge. It was a pleasure to have you on air.
Thank you too.
Well, bye for now. Thanks for listening. So this is a wrap for now. Thank you so much for staying with me. If you like this episode, or if you think it would be useful for someone else, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your pods. And if you have any questions, DM me on Instagram at Horizon Accounts. Your business deserves financial wisdom, and my aim is to empower you to make informed decisions. I can't wait to guide you through transformational strategies that will help you do better in business so that you can enjoy a prosperous life you desire. This is Prosperity on the Horizon, where your success story begins with numbers. Remember, your numbers tell the tale of your profit, cash, and time freedom. Until next time.